Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Power of Resilience, Connections for Protection. I'm Dr. Ellen Kumler, and I am a pediatrician, but I've worn many different hats. In addition to working as a pediatrician, I've been working in public health, and I was a naval flight surgeon for a time as well. My interest is in prevention. I want to see people stay healthy. I want to see children, our kids, in our community, in my practice, in my life, reach their potential. That's why I'm so excited today to get a chance to talk with you about this powerful tool of resilience. What is all this excitement about resilience? What's the hubbub? Well, this resilience, having this, creating this, and building this in our children and in ourselves, decreases a lot of our health risks. For children who are resilient, they are decreased risk for substance abuse. They're decreased risk for being involved in a teen pregnancy that's unplanned, and they're increased likelihood that they will graduate from high school. Great news. What about later on? What happens to our risk for cancer, diabetes, heart disease, those types of diseases? Yes, if you are resilient, it can help buffer the effects of ACEs or adverse childhood experiences. And we'll talk more about that later. So this is an amazing tool that we're talking about. Years and years ago, we used to talk about kids and their risk factors. Their risk factors as they were growing up and things that would lead to their likelihood to get derailed from being successful, from being healthy and contributing back to their communities. We kind of flipped the switch because we started to see kids that in spite of all the risk factors that they were involved with or had in their lives, some of these kids would succeed. They would graduate. They would become great members of society and contributing, even going, as we'll see in a minute, to Ivy League schools. What was it about these kids that made them succeed in spite of all the challenges in their lives? That's this resilience. That is resilience. So, you know, some people will define resilience in different ways. I like the one about the definition of the ability to bounce back from hard times stronger than ever rather than letting failures or disappointments keep you down. That is known as resilience. To help us get a really good feel for that, I want to share a story with you that was shared by J.D. Vance in his book, Hillbilly Elegy.
I was one of those kids with a grim future. I almost failed out of high school. I nearly gave in to the deep anger and resentment harbored by everyone around me. Today, people look at me, at my job and my Ivy League credentials, and assume that I'm some sort of genius, that only a truly extraordinary person could have made it to where I am today. With all due respect to those people, I think that theory is a load of bullshit. Whatever talents I have, I almost squandered until a handful of loving people rescued me.
Hillbilly Elegy is a great book and is definitely a story of resilience. J.D. Vance had many risk factors for not being able to succeed, and he overcame all of them to become a lawyer. So it is a great story of resilience. And in that passage, he really does state that it's social connections, it's positive personal connections with others that made a difference for him. And as we'll talk about in a little bit, these positive connections for protection is what we're talking about. That helps build resilience and helps you to succeed. And resilience isn't something just for those that have these high number of risk factors or a high ACEs score. Resilience is something that everybody, adults, kids, everyone, can find useful in making their lives better. Okay, so resilience is great. Now we want to know, how do we build it? How do we increase it in our kids and ourselves? I'll give you some general examples, just everyday ways to build it. If you can put positivity in your life and in your kids' lives and frame things to emphasize their strengths, listen to what they're saying. That's more important even than what you say back to them, what you give them for advice or anything else. It's that listening and that connection to your kids. So being there, being an active participant and listening to them, emphasizing their strengths. There was a story I'll share with you about nieces. We happened to be, when they were quite young, we were at a family gathering and they were coloring while the adults were playing cards or something like that. And this is an example of control. And one of my nieces, they were sad. They were saying they were sad because their piece of paper didn't have something for them to color in. It was just blank. And I remember saying, well, that's great because you can make up whatever you want to color. You can create anything you want and draw a picture. And I think that's just a simple way to say, hey, you have control over how you look at it. You know, they were a victim at first, and instead it got flipped to, ooh, that's kind of cool. I have something even better maybe. And so those types of things, remaining positive and framing it in a positive way, can really make a difference. And also remembering that as adults, if we are modeling these things, it's easier for the kids to follow what we're talking about. And remember too that it's even easier to create that resiliency in kids and use it as a prevention for these long-term effects to our health. All right, so one other story. I am a pediatrician, so I'm going to talk about this one in terms of developmental milestones. So you have, this is looking at resiliency and looking at competency. It's one of the seven C's, and we'll talk about that book in a moment by Dr. Ginsberg, who's a pediatrician as well. But one of the seven C's, just the capital letter C, is competency. And so if you think about the 11-month-old and who is learning how to walk, and they take their first step, and do we applaud? Are we watching them? Do they see us watching them, sharing in their joy? And then what if they, boop, down they go? And what is our response to that? Do we give them the opportunity to have the joy of getting back up and walking again by them on their own? Or do we swoop in and scoop them up and make sure that they're okay? Or do we not even watch what they're doing? It's just one of those examples that gives them that sense of competency, even at that young age. You can build resiliency from infancy. So they get that idea of, oh, I'm down. Oh, I can stand back up. And that's it. So very simple idea. The other thing, though, I want to talk about is that attention and that being positive about things and watching them fall to be able to get up. We should be doing that throughout their whole lives. So they're teenagers now. This same child is a teenager, right? Developmental milestone teenagers. And they're trying to go out into the world and create their own space. Same idea. What a powerful thing for us to be there. That unconditional love. We are there for you no matter what. These are our expectations for your behavior. But if you fall, if you fall short of those expectations, you can figure it out and you can get back up and we'll work together to get there. So I think that it's important as we look at through the entire realm of developmental milestones when we talk about resiliency. Dr. Kenneth Ginsberg has done a lot of work related to resilience. He is a pediatrician, and one of the books that he's written is Building Resilience in Children and Teens. And it's a wonderful book, great resource, along with the website that you can go to as well, www.fosteringresilience.com. So www.fosteringresilience.com. Those are really great resources. Some of the information I'm going to be talking about coming up is from his work as well. So I'll be able to delve into it a little bit, but I really recommend that you take a look at that information. It has information that is good for individuals, parents, people who are working with children, whether it's at the YMCA or at schools, professionally. And it also gives information targeted towards those organizations who work with kids as well. So very good resource, and that fosteringresilience.com is free, has a lot of things that you can print off and get great ideas on fostering resilience in your community, in your kids. So I want to give you, share a little bit of a story with you related to competency. In that book by Dr. Ginsberg, he talks about the seven C's. C's are capital C. Competence, confidence, character, contribution, coping, control, and of course, connection. So those are the seven C's. And for competency, they have a discussion about things with teenagers and how do you help them manage or think about different situations they'll be in and make it so that they can navigate those situations successfully and come out feeling competent, and how much that gives you in terms of building resilience. So I share this story coming up with you.
So I was at my friend John's house. He's a pretty good friend. We were outside playing basketball when some of his brother's friends came over and started smoking. Of course, they invited us to come inside and join in, more the merrier. But I was not interested. I knew I had a code that I could text my parents to have them call and bail me out, but I also knew that John did not want to go inside either, so I had to come up with a solution, get us both out of it. So luckily my dad had talked about various things I could say or do to get out of it, and I just said I'd wheezed as a kid, and that doctors said that I would die instantly if I ever smoked anything. Of course, they did not want to be the reason that a 17-year-old kid died. So, of course, they just let us go, and we were home free.
So that was a good story. He got creative when he talked about the little white lie with, if I smoke anything, I might die kind of thing. But it gives you an idea on how somebody can be coached, how their resilience can be increased by helping their competence in handling and navigating situations like that when they're offered marijuana, which could derail their plans in life. So that was a good story. We will move on to talking about one of the most important of the seven C's, one of the most major seven C's that Dr. Ginsberg talks about. I say that because when we look at resilience literature overall, when we look at the literature from different professional groups, they don't all include the seven C's, but they all do include connections, that importance of connections. So I wanted to take some time to really talk about that. And that's why we have our program, Connections for Protection, because it really has been linked that resilience and connections can make a difference for folks who have high ACEs scores. If you have higher scores, you're more likely to have health problems when you get older. But we know that people who are exposed to trauma, but who also have a loving, nurturing adult alongside them, are much less likely to have lifelong emotional and physical effects. So you can buffer for children and teens, you can buffer the effect of ACEs by having connections. These connections. And when we're talking about these positive connections, just be sure to know that we're talking about deeper connections. Kids will spend on average 7.5 hours on screens. If they're on a screen and they have their numerous friends on their social media that they don't really know, those don't count as connections. We're talking about connections that you can have face-to-face, that you can go up and talk with somebody about what's happening. This is somebody you can vent about what's happening in their lives and get different opinions on how to handle this, and maybe go to other friends and how to handle that, other adults as well. Human connections, basically, they provide a reassurance that everything will be okay, even in tough times. It really gives you a security to take chances in managing things when you know that you have somebody who kind of has your back. That's basically what we're talking about with these connections. How do you build these connections? Some people are building connections automatically. It's just something that happens for them. Others may need a little help. Some kids will find their connections and with adults and with others with finding their passions. So have them try out different things. When they find their passion, a lot of times there'll be an adult who is part of that, whether it's teaching that or nurturing that in kids. That can be a good way to find one of those other adults outside of the family who can be a connection for them, whether that's a mentor or a coach or a music teacher or someone who enjoys ballet as much as your child does. It really does vary in terms of what their interests are. And you want to make sure that you also get volunteer as part of. Think about volunteering as part of making those connections. With kids, it makes a difference because volunteering gives them increase in their competence, one of the 7 C's, does contribution, one of the 7 C's, and it also has that opportunity to make these connections with people in their lives as well. One of the great things about volunteering with kids too is that it shows the community how great kids are, and that gives them another boost in their positive connections and resilience as well. If you've ever experienced a moment of volunteer between kids and older adults, it's amazing. It gives so much to both sides of that relationship, both sides of that connection, and it can be so enriching in terms of giving the teens or younger children resources to bounce their lives off of. So it's really another opportunity to get folks involved. And remember that these connections for protections, it's going to take 2 people. It's going to take you to help that happen. And if you're not the one who has the child who's looking for the connections, just remember that you may see a child who's trying to reach out to you. And so be ready. Be ready to receive that connection and understand the importance of it. Even if the child doesn't, you understand the importance of it and what you are giving to them. And of course, you will benefit as well when you have those connections in your own life. So it's been a pleasure, absolute pleasure, talking about resilience and talking about ways that we can build it in ourselves, in our community, and in the kids around us. So take a look at those resources that we talked about, Dr. Ginsberg's book and the fosteringresilience.com. Have a great day.